Our new science series may bring back some school memories for you. Our next story is sure to as well. Remember the school bus, that unique zone where kids are outside the province of both parents and teachers? The result is often unruly. Some schools have hired bus monitors to try to tame their teens and tweens, but a Massachusetts company has a new idea. They say radio will bring more calm to buses, along with more cash for schools. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the idea isn't playing so well with some parents.
At 2:15, when school lets out, so does all that energy that kids have been sitting on since first period. In Woburn, Massachusetts, as kids climb aboard their yellow school bus, it quickly becomes a free-for-all. On a good day, the kids are rambunctious, teasing, throwing things, climbing over the seats. On the worst days, bus driver Sue White says she actually has to pull over and go to the back of the bus to break up a fight. But now, before things get too rowdy, Davis tries an early intervention.
If I need music, all I need to do is press a button. It just boost up the music. Just push the blue button and I'm all set. I'm in business.
A few hits on the volume up button, and a few seconds later, amazingly, the kids actually get quiet. It's as if the music has conquered, as one bus driver puts it, the savage beasts. Then, almost on cue, the kids all start singing. It's still loud, for sure, but kids like 7th grader Marissa Plunkett say the music has made the bus much less wild than it used to be.
Before, everyone was like loud. I had a wicked bad migraine. And now, it makes me want to get up and take the bus.
I love that song.
But songs are not the only thing playing on bus radio.
Catch the live premiere Friday, November 3rd, beginning at 7, only on Cartoon Network.
Bus radio runs about 8 minutes of commercials every hour, and the company has become the latest target of those opposed to advertising in or around schools.
Bus radio on the skids shouldn't be exploiting kids.
A small group of parents demonstrated against bus radio in Boston this week. The company pays schools a nominal fee to run its shows, and so far about 24 districts around the nation have signed up. But critics, like children's singer-songwriter Raffi, who joined the protest, call it unconscionable to direct advertising at a captive audience of school kids.
It's morally repugnant because children aren't old enough to appraise the pitch of what they're being sold. It's wrong. How else can I put that? One shouldn't exploit the young and the naive.
Bus radio officials say they screened their commercials and their music. They've turned down ads for sugary sodas and greasy burgers, just as they've banned about a quarter of the songs on kids' top 40 lists because of inappropriate lyrics. Bus radio's Linda Schulman says lots of bus drivers play regular FM radio, and bus radio, she says, is much better than that.
We're taking the smut and dirt out of the songs that the people are playing on regular radio, and we're actually playing clean, fun songs. We're taking out all the R-rated movies, all the beer ads, all the Viagra ads, and we're playing something that's, you know, appropriate.
Sue, can you turn it up?
Back on the bus, Marissa Plunkett and her friends say they're used to seeing commercials all day long, and they don't get what the fuss is all about.
Honestly, because you hear them on the TV, and they're just TV commercials on the radio.
The bigger issue, as kids see it, is whether bus radio gets the music right, and there's some debate about that.
They play a lot of the same songs. They play like girl songs like this.
There needs to be more rap.
These kids may prove just as hard to please as some of their parents. Kids are a captive group, but they can still tune out what they don't want to hear.
Excuse me. Can you hear me with those on?
Sorta.
All it takes is a pair of headphones hooked up to an iPod.
What are you listening to?
Jammin' 94.5.
Regular radio, FM radio.
Yeah.
Better than bus radio?
Sometimes.
Fifth grader Anthony Berlandi says he's listening to his MP3 player mostly because it's brand new. But so is bus radio. It's been playing less than a week, and it remains to be seen whether kids will still sit still and want to listen to it a month or two down the road. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
My head.